Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. In the times of the Mishnah, many idol worshippers would have all these different types of terrible acts they would do. They would act immoral. They would murder. So the Hachamim set certain barriers, certain boundaries for people to make sure they don't fall into the negative ways of the Ovde Avodah Zarah. Mishnah says, En ma'amidin behema bepundaka'ot shel Ovde Kochavim. Person is not allowed to leave his animals in the stables that were by the motels or the inns owned by idol worshippers because they were suspected of having relations with animals. One of the Sheva Mitzvot in Noach is a person is not allowed to have any form of immoral relationship, including with animals. So that applies to Jews and non-Jews as well. So Hachamim said if a Jew leaves his animal in the stable, he may be giving it to the idol worshipper to have relations with, so therefore you're not allowed to leave it. Ve'lo titya'ed isha imahen mipnei shehashudin al ha'arayot. A Jewish woman is not allowed to be in seclusion together with idol worshippers because idol worshippers are suspected of acting immorally and they may have relations with her, they may commit an avera with her, even though this isur applies to even Jewish men. Jewish men in front of their own wives would act a certain way and they wouldn't go with another woman. But when talking about idol worshippers, even in front of their own wife, they would go with another woman. So therefore, we're adding to the regular prohibition of Yehud on a Jewish woman. A Jewish man is not allowed to be in seclusion alone with an idol worshipper because the idol worshippers are suspected of committing murder. They may murder him. We're talking, of course, in a place where there are no laws, there's no punishment for the murder of Jews, and therefore, since the government doesn't deal with them properly, we would be nervous to have seclusion alone with an idol worshiper. But if you have a government who's doing things by law and with protective rules in place, then there's no problem of Yehud. We don't list this one for woman, because even the idol worshiper would have a little bit of pity in a woman, because they're more peaceful than men, so therefore, we're not nervous that the idol worshippers would kill Jewish woman. Other different prohibitions that the rabbis set so we don't cause more idol worship is the following part of the Mishnah. Bat Israel lo tiyaled et ovedet kochavim mipnei shemiyaledet ben la'avodah zarah. Jewish woman is not allowed to help with the giving birth of an idol worshipping woman while she's giving birth because you're assisting in the birth of a child who's going to perform idolatry. So therefore, you cannot help in that giving of birth. That's only talking about a woman who does it for no pay. She can excuse herself. I have to get to work. I'm sorry, I can't help. She can come up with a valid excuse. But a woman who does it for pay, it's her job, she can't give an excuse because we're nervous that it's going to cause hatred between the idol worshiper and the Jewish people. So she actually has to help in the giving of birth. Aval ovedet kochavim me'aledet bat Israel. But an idol worshipping woman is allowed to help a Jewish woman give birth. That's talking about if she has somebody watching her and making sure that she doesn't hurt the baby. There's people omedet al gaba. They're standing behind her making sure that the situation is clean. But if she's alone, the prohibition would apply to the Jewish woman that she can't have a non-Jewish or an idol-worshipping lady helping her give birth if they would be alone. Bat Israel lo tanik bena shel ovedet kohavim. A Jewish woman is not allowed to nurse the child of an idol worshiper because feeding that child will end up with the performance of idolatry. You're promoting the worship of idols by having this child gain sustenance from a Jewish woman. Aval ovedet kochavim menika bena shel Israelit birshuta. But an idol worshipping woman is allowed to nurse the child of a Jewish woman in the mother's home, if she's in her home, because we're not nervous that she's going to hurt the child, but in her own home, away from the mom, we are nervous that she would hurt the child, so that would be a problem.